Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IAmAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. I am your astrologer, Paul Heath, and this is your astrology ride of the day. Now, what are we discussing today? We're discussing Saturn and Neptune. Both have went retrograde already. Neptune went retrograde on July 4th. Saturn recently went retrograde on July 13th. Now, Neptune started its retrograde at 0 degrees Aries. Neptune will re-enter Pisces on October 22nd, and it will retrograde back to 29 degrees Pisces. Neptune will station direct December 10th, and Neptune will make it back to Aries January 26, 2026, where it will permanently stay in Aries. Now, Saturn went retrograde July 12th, 13th, depending on where you were. It went retrograde at 1 degrees Aries. Saturn will retrograde back into Pisces September 1st. Saturn will retrograde back to 25 degrees Pisces. Saturn will station direct November 27th, where it will start its journey back to Aries. Saturn will make it back to Aries for good February 13th, 2026. So Neptune will make it back to Aries before Saturn. Now, when we're looking at this, we have two planets going from fire back to water. And fire and water are totally two different energy expressions, right? Especially when you look at, and then you add Aries to Pisces. Aries is the beginning. It's the starting of the zodiac, and Pisces is the ending, the finishing. Some would call it the dumpster of the zodiac. Now, Aries, fire element, when we're working with Aries, we have assertion, courage, and independence, initiation, speed, action-oriented energy. Aries, and the fire, by the way, is about self-confidence and self-expression, risk-taking, and the pioneering spirit. Now, we have going back to water and Pisces, right? Now, dealing with water, you have emotions, intuition, and spirituality. Pisces is about surrender, disillusion in our subconscious patterns, endings and karmic completions, the private realm and our inner work. Saturn in Aries is actually in fall. And why? Because of its nature. Saturn's nature is actually slow, cold, and has a cautious nature. Aries, on the other hand, is hot, fast, action-oriented energy. So this is some of the reason why Saturn finds difficulty dealing with Aries energy. Let's not forget that once Saturn comes out of retrograde and gets back to Aries, at that point, we're going to have a 2.5 year period of Saturn dealing with Aries energy. And at that time, in your Aries energy, it's about managing opposing energies and finding balance between structure and initiative. All right. Now, while Saturn is putting demands on structure and responsibility, Neptune is also going to be doing its own thing in the back, right? Neptune brings its own unique challenges to this retrograde period as well. And let's not forget that Pluto is retrograde as well, right? So we're going to have three of the outer planets retrograde, right? Well, they are. They're currently, three of the outer planets are currently retrograde. When it comes to Neptune, what does Neptune like to do? Neptune is about illusions about spiritual progress or enlightenment, fantasies about soulmates and twin flames and the perfect relationship, unrealistic expectations about career or creative success. This song is going to be number one. This is going to be the hit. this is going to be the ticket, the lottery ticket to take me up out of here. Neptune's about addiction to escapism through substances, media, too much scrolling, fantasy, right? Then you also, Neptune is also about victim mentality. Woe is me. Everybody is against me. The world, it's me against the world, right? And martyrdom complexes. Now, Neptune, dealing with Neptune energy, Neptune can also bring fogginess, right? Spiritual confusion and questioning your beliefs. Difficulty in distinguishing between your intuition and wishful thinking. Is this an intuitive hit or am I just wishful thinking? Increased sensitivity to collective emotional currents. Hey, do you need to cut the cord with the news? Stop watching the news right now? Tendencies to romanticize the past and idealize the future. I remember back in the day. Everything back in the day was the best, right? And nothing now. Everything going forward is shit. Fear the future, right? Vulnerability to deception. Self-deception and from others. Watch out for the con man. Right? Watch out for the con man. That brought a thought. But I'll keep it pushing. Anyway, you know, not to leave y'all left out, some of the wild ways to work with this Neptune energy, lean into meditation, prayer, ritual, needed structure, question everything. Don't accept spiritual teachings without discernment. Trust, but verify. Embrace the void. Allow uncertainty without rushing to fill it with new beliefs. You know, when you take something away from somebody or something, you got to replace it with something else. Don't be in a rush to find that replacement. Look around. See what options are out there before you totally dive into something else. Practice radical honesty with yourself about your motives and desires. Are you being honest with yourself why you really want that? Or are you saying you want something under false pretenses? Seek truth over comfort. Seek truth over comfort. Choose reality when it's less pleasant than the illusion, right? You know the saying, people wanna, here's the saying, I tell people what they wanna hear. If that's your choice, you know, but that's not truth and that's not authentic. And I also heard a quote this week, it really resonated. If you want to offend a strong person, tell them a lie. If you want to offend a weak person, tell them the truth. Well, that's self-explanatory. Nothing else needs to be said from there. Last thing with Neptune, are you spiritually bypassing reality or using spirituality to engage with it more deeply? The key is learning to navigate between healthy mysticism and spiritual delusion. Between compassion and codependency, between surrender and surrendering of your responsibilities. Now, when it comes to this retrograde season, it's serving as a cosmic pause button, a divine audit to ask yourself, where have you been too impulsive, Aries, or too passive, Pisces? Remember, this energy is going from Aries to Pisces. Where have you been too impulsive, Aries, or too passive, Pisces? What structures need revisiting before moving forward? Are you emotionally equipped for the responsibility of the new self that is being initiated once this energy gets back to Aries. Now, there's when it comes to these movements and cycles and all that, most times it moves in a three-part phase, right? And if you think about it, when we have the seasons, each season is a three-part phase, right? So this retrograde season is moving in a three-part phase. The first phase is the disillusionment phase. Hidden truth surface, spiritual bypassing ends, karmic baggage must be released. This is the Pisces influence. Then we bring in the Saturn part, the reality check phase. Structures built on hope rather than habit are exposed. Are you putting in the work? Saturn's about to tell you. And then we get on to the third phase, which is the reconstruction phase, the return to Aries, building grounded structures that honor truth over illusions. Pisces illusions. Hey, we went back there. We went back to Pisces. We saw the illusions. We saw the fog. We saw that now it's time to clear the air, right? Now, remember, all of this is going on collectively and personally. Now, let's get to the part of the video which all of y'all really came for. Let's make this personal, right? So we're going to do these rising sign. The rising sign is kind of like a two-part phase. I know I just said the three-part phase, but right? So Aries rising is going from your first back to your 12th. Saturn briefly challenges your self-identity, forcing reality checks on personas and false confidence. Who are you really beneath that mask? Hidden truth surface from your subconscious. Karmic debts, self-sabotage, patterns, and repressed fears demand attention. Neptune's influence creates spiritual confusion and dissolves your sense of who you thought you were. You may experience identity fog, questioning everything about yourself. Dreams become more vivid, but also more confusing. The temptation to escape through substances, fantasy, or spiritual bypassing intensifies, but Saturn won't allow it. Your authentic self emerges only after releasing victim mentality and confronting shadow aspects that have influenced your identity. True leadership begins with self-knowledge earned through facing the void, not filled with spiritual platitudes. Key question, are you leading with authenticity or ego? Can you sit with not knowing who you really are? Taurus rising, this Aries Pisces going from your 12th to your 11th house. Subconscious anger or repressed assertiveness surfaces. Hidden motivations and spiritual confusions need addressing. Disillusionment with friends, groups, or social causes you idealize. Your dreams and aspirations face reality checks. Neptune's influence creates confusion about your true aspirations versus borrowed dreams. You may romanticize certain friendships or idealize group memberships that aren't serving you. Social media fantasies and collective delusions become apparent. The temptation to lose yourself in group identity or spiritual communities as escape intensifies. True belonging comes from authentic self-expression, not people-pleasing. Your vision must be grounded in reality, not escapism or the need to fit in with spiritual or social trends. Key question, are your dreams aligned with your authentic self or borrowed from others? Which communities truly support your growth versus your illusions? Gemini rising, Aries to Pisces, 11th to the 10th. Long-term goals and friendships face scrutiny. Are your aspirations truly yours or influenced by peer pressure? Career illusions collapse. Professional fantasies, false accolades, and unstable paths are exposed. Authority figures may provide unreliable. Neptune's influence dissolves your professional image and reputation fantasies. You may discover Your career identity was built on others' expectations or social media projections. Mentors or authority figures you idealize reveal their flaws. The temptation to escape professional responsibility through fantasy or victim stories increases, but reality demands authentic expertise. Build sustainable success based on genuine skills and authentic leadership, not performance, networking, or spiritual bypassing around work responsibilities. Key question: are you building a career or just performing one? Is your professional identity authentic or carefully crafted illusion? Cancer rising, Aries, Pisces, 10th to the 9th. Authority figures and career paths are tested. Professional challenges demand you step up or step back. Philosophical or religious beliefs face scrutiny. Travel plans or educational pursuits meet harsh realities. Borrowed truths must be examined. Neptune's influence creates spiritual confusion and dissolves rigid belief systems. You may experience a crisis of faith or disillusionment with teachers, gurus, or educational institutions you once revered. Foreign culture or spiritual practice you idealize reveal their limitations. The temptation to escape dogmatic thinking, spiritual superiority increases. Your leadership must be grounded in lived experience. Practical wisdom, not theoretical knowledge or borrowed spiritual concepts. Does your philosophy walk or just talk? Are your beliefs based on authentic experience or spiritual fantasies? Leo rising, Aries, Pisces, 9th to the 8th house. Beliefs, travel, or educational pursuits face challenges. Your worldview needs updating. Financial or intimate illusions shatter. Psychological shadows surface, demanding deep healing. Power dynamics and relationships become clear. Neptune's influence dissolves boundaries around shared resources, sexuality, or psychological intimacy. You may experience confusion about what belongs to you versus others. Trust issues intensify as Neptune reveals deception in intimate bonds. The temptation to escape through addictive behaviors, sexual fantasy, or martyrdom in relationship increases. But transformation requires facing the shadow. Transformation becomes your strength. You teach and lead from authentic depth, not surface level performance or spiritual bypassing around power and intimacy. Key question: are you creating from genuine passion or ego-driven pressure? Can you handle the truth about power and intimacy? Virgo rising, Aries, Pisces, 8th to the 7th. Power struggles and financial realities demand attention. Shared resources and intimacy face reality checks. Relationship issues dissolve. Romantic or business partnerships reveal their true nature. Legal or contractual obligations may crumble if built on false premises. Neptune's influence creates confusion about partnership dynamics and dissolves romantic fantasies. You have been projecting soulmate ideals onto partners or seeing relationships through rose-colored glasses. The temptation to stay in elusive partnerships or blame others for your relationship problems increases, but clarity demands honest self-examination. Authentic partnership emerges from self-recognition and clear boundaries, not projection, codependency, and spiritual bypassing around relationship responsibilities. Key question: are your relationships based on truth or fantasy? Are you seeking a partner or a savior? Libra rising, Aries, Pisces, 7th to the 6th. Partnerships are tested for balance and authenticity. One-sided relationships become apparent. Health and work habits built on denial crash. Workplace deceptions or self-deceptions about productivity are exposed. daily routines need restructuring. Neptune's influence creates confusion about service, health, and daily routines. You may have been martyring yourself at work or in service to others, losing yourself in the process. Health issues may be psychosomatic or connected to emotional overwhelm. The temptation to escape through workaholism, perfectionism, or playing victim around health increases. True harmony comes from disciplined self-care and honest work habits, not avoidance, perfectionism, or sacrificing your well-being for others' approval. Key question: are you serving others from strength or depletion? Are your health and work patterns sustainable or based on illusion? Scorpio rising, Aries, Pisces, 6th to the 5th. The work habits and health routines face scrutiny. Real discipline is required, not just good intentions. Creative block surface, romantic or parental fantasies dissolve. Self-expression faces harsh but necessary feedback. Neptune's influence dissolves creative and romantic illusions. You may discover your artistic expression has been driven by ego or external validation rather than authentic creativity. Their fantasy element. If you're a parent, idealized notions about children or parenting face reality. The temptation to escape through creative fantasy, romantic obsession, or living through children increases. Joy and creativity return through authentic expression and structured practice, not escape, perfectionism, or seeking validation through creative output. Key question: are you creating from joy or obligation? Are your romantic connections based on authentic love or projected fantasy? Sagittarius rising, Aries, Pisces, 5th to the 4th. Creativity, romance, face reality checks. Self-expression and joy need grounding. Family secrets and emotional illusions collapse. Home life feels unstable. Ancestral patterns and false nostalgia must be released. Neptune's influence dissolves family myths and childhood fantasies. You may discover family stories weren't as rosy as remembered, or realize you've been romanticizing your roots. Emotional boundaries with family become unclear. The temptation to escape family responsibility or idealize the past increases, but healing requires facing ancestral patterns honestly. True freedom comes from healing your roots and building real emotional security, not escaping family dynamics or living in fantasy. Key question: are you running toward adventure or away from home truths? Can you love your family without idealizing them? Capricorn rising, Aries, Pisces, 4th to the 3rd. Family dynamics and emotional roots face challenges. Home foundation needs strengthening. Miscommunication and false narratives are exposed. Sibling or community dynamics face truth-telling moments. Mental patterns need rewiring. Neptune's influence creates confusion in communication and dissolves mental clarity. You may discover you've been telling yourself stories that aren't true, or realize your ideas have been influenced by others' projections. Information overload and social media confusion intensify. The temptation to escape through endless scrolling, gossip, or mental fantasy increases. Clear communication and authentic thinking emerge from emotional honesty, not intellectual performance or avoiding difficult conversations. Key question: are your thoughts and words aligned with emotional truths? Are you speaking from clarity or confusion? Aquarius rising, Aries, Pisces, 3rd to the 2nd. Communication and local community face tensions. Your ideas need real-world testing. Financial delusions shatter. Self-worth illusions collapse. Get-rich-quick schemes or chronic undervaluing yourself are exposed. Neptune's influence dissolves your sense of material value and creates confusion about money and self-worth. You may have been living in financial fantasy or undervaluing your skills due to spiritual ideals about money being unspiritual. The temptation to escape financial responsibility or play victim around money increases, but stability requires practical action. True value comes from developed skills and authentic self-worth, not wishful thinking, humanitarian ideals alone, or spiritual bypassing around material needs. Key question: are you building real value or just good intentions? Is your relationship with money based on reality or fantasy? Pisces rising, Aries to Pisces, second to first. Money and self-esteem face reality checks, undervaluing yourself or living in financial fantasy. Complete identity disillusion. Neptune blurs your self-image while Saturn demands reformation. Who are you without the dreams and projection? Neptune's influence intensifies identity confusion and dissolves your sense of self completely. You may feel you're disappearing or losing your personality. The boundary between self and others becomes unclear. Dreams and intuition overwhelm rational thinking. The temptation to escape through substances, fantasy, or spiritual bypassing reaches its peak. But authentic selfhood requires facing the void. You emerge with clear, authentic identity based on truth rather than illusions. Your sensitivity becomes strength through structure, and your intuition becomes wisdom through discernment. Key question: will you define yourself or let others' projections define you? Can you be spiritual without losing yourself? On a collective level, we're going to be looking at recovery after crisis, monetary shifts, and economic realignments, emergence of new economic systems, challenges to existing power structures. We're also going to go through spiritual and ideological transformation, disillusionment with technology, AI, what AI brings and promises, collapse of the utopian ideologies, end of spiritual bypassing, rise of grounded spirituality over organized religion, leadership and authority themes, exposure of unreliable authority figures, collapse of false leadership paradigm, revolutionary changes in governance, shift from performance to authentic leadership. This retrograde season is going to bring up a key question about courage or retreat. Saturn and Aries ultimately test our ability to step up to challenges with courage and confidence, lead with authentic strength rather than ego, take social responsibility while maintaining personal integrity, build lasting structures that honor both truth and action. The choice presented is clear. Is it step up with strength and assertiveness or retreat due to fear and reluctance? Some of the things that we should expect: illusions will shatter in relationships, career, spirituality, and self-images. Hidden truths will surface, both personal and on collective level. Structures will be tested. Only those built on solid foundation will survive. So if you build something on quicksand, you will soon find out. Spiritual bypassing will end. Forced confrontations with reality. Ways to work with this energy: allow outdated patterns to fall away. Address subconscious fears and your karmic baggage. Create structures based on reality, not wishful thinking. Use the Pisces wisdom to fuel the Aries action. And develop authentic courage and confidence. This retrograde period is not about setbacks. It's a spiritual checkpoint. It's a time of sacred exposure rather than punishment. Purification rather than destruction. Divine pacing rather than delay. Inward movement rather than backward motion. The fire in Aries will return in 2026, but only after the soul work has been completed in the waters of Pisces. What comes out of this period will be seared, sobered, and sacred, built on authentic foundations rather than illusions. Build structures that honor reality, not illusion. Let fantasies die so truth can live. The choice is all ours to make, and the time to make that choice is now. I want to thank y'all for taking this astrology ride of the day with me. Remember, $50 Friday coming up. I'd like to thank all of y'all. Make sure you come to the blog section, book a reading. Until the next time, you know how I end this. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.